From time to time, I get a strong leading to do whatever. And it really, it strips away all the angst and the worry, and because I know that it's meant to be. It's wonderful because I have a tendency to just walk through mud to do a lot of tasks. But when it's a leading, I just relax in it. And this one baffles me. But here I am. I've just felt I hardly ever find myself in this position of presenting a prepared message, and yet I feel the time is now. That said, we're all on an adventure here because I've switched themes, not out of angst or indecision or anything. I just have been switching themes. And is this microphone okay? It's ringing up here. I don't like that ringing sound. Is all right? Okay. Okay. At first, I wanted to give my testimony, which would take some work on. And I've always admired, or not admired, but I've kind of envied my friend Pat, who used to sing with me at church in the 70s, when she had to be she volunteered to do some youth work up, missionary work up in Alaska. And to prepare for it, she had to work on her testimony, as did the other young people. And so she knew how to do it, and she did it, and it was very, very concise and clear and engaging, and I always wanted to do that, but I have yet to do it. So I thought that I would give you a heads up that I'm planning to speak again in the future, and I was wondering if anyone else wants to join me on that project to develop your testimonies. Our whole life is a journey, isn't it? A spiritual journey. And there are pivotal points along that. And for me specifically, it was the commitment to follow Christ. My prayer at the time when I finally did that was, God, I know you're there. I know you are loving. I know you are all wise, all knowing, always eternal. I'm not sure about Jesus, but even if I go to hell, I'm going to follow Christ. That's what's my prayer. Because I had to make a commitment, and I didn't love God at the time, but I wanted to depend on him. So that's my pivotal point, but the whole testimony, I think we could all gain a lot if we work together. So please see me after if you would like to work together on that for yourselves, or even today if you. So I didn't choose to do that one. The other is that I have been so, every time I read about, read the wisdom in the Bible, including those stories about Jesus, I'm just blown away by the love and the kindness and the wisdom, and yet the strict side too. So that was my other theme. I was going to do what if Jesus tweeted? Because he zings. Wow, does Jesus zing in the Bible? And those zingers, I thought we could kind of look at one day and explore that. But I thought, well, I'll save that one too. And if you want, I'd rather work together with people on these. So if you want to work on these, maybe we can have get-togethers at my house on these topics. I don't know. So then I also was thinking how these holidays for me have been not good. I mean, it's embarrassing for someone who's so, I don't know, so set. I've had a good life, the rest is gravy. But how can a person who's had love their whole lives and the wherewithal to not worry about food and raiment and all that, how can someone like that be so miserable so often and have, you know, be a person of faith? I don't know. Is it just the weather or the news or what gets in the way? So I basically sense God is with me all the time. I spoke of that more consistently and often when my husband died so suddenly in 2009, that I just felt like I was in the palm of God's hand, and I'd felt that just before, many times before that too. I mean, that's what brought me to God. It was experiential. People who become committed Christians without that experiential component, I don't understand that. I mean, that would happen. But an experience of God makes all the difference. And so I've always felt that I was in the palm of God's hand. And without that, the New Testament says something about we can be unhappy, but we're never in the absolute bottom of despair or something like that. Giuseppe would know exactly that scripture. But it's to say that beneath it all, no matter what the suffering is, beneath it all, I know that solid ground of God's love and care. And if I just have to get rid of all the noise being clamor and confusion and not getting what I want, basically. So I've been grateful to each and every one of you for what you have shown me of God's spirit and nature. One of my favorite themes of the New Testament is when it says we are letters of God to be read by others. I mean, there's letters in the Bible, but you are living letters, William Penn said. And that's true for me, that each of you has been and continues to be a living letter showing me the nature of God and mercy and kindness. And I'm so grateful for that. I wrote a song one time about it, sang it once, but it brings tears to my eyes about how each person by name means so much to me that you probably don't even know. So that noise is in a verse. It's in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise. And I love that word noise. Some versions don't have it, so that's the King James Version, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And the noise is not that one that is crazy making in our heads. This is whatever else that isn't. And one of the things Charles has given me is that love of memorizing scripture and scriptures that are showing us how thankfulness should be our natural state. Thankfulness is so freeing. And he knows Psalm 100 by rote. There are so many versions out there. that it depends on the one you like. Now, I chose the New King James Version. It's on the back of your bulletin, except for the first line. I lifted that from King James, but it's the New King James, it's the rest. And I did a message before, like might have been the last one I ever did, and that was like, what, 2 years ago or 3 years ago? And it was about the joy of internalizing scripture. And this is the one we used. And I always felt since then that it was incomplete because we started to actually, I've always felt bad because we were starting to actually memorize it together here. And some people were really thinking, oh good, when I leave this place, I'll have it memorized. But that didn't, I stopped early or something. So I've always had it hanging. So I kind of wanted to continue that today. This is only one bit of the Bible that I remember fondly, or I wanted to focus on because it meant a lot to Charles, and who also wrote that sign over there about the thankfulness to God and music. This may not be the version that you would like above all others, because there's a lot of male pronouns, and if that's, you know, it can be changed to whatever makes sense for people. I struggled with it when I first came here, all of the male language, and that was in 1971. I didn't know who they were talking about when they would say man, and blessed is the man, and I said, hi, I'm over here, you know. But I struggled with it and gained a sense of, I knew when it was, how to parse that a little better for myself. So I had this printed up in ways that make it easy to learn, and I was hoping that we could try it, because for me, the holidays were just terrible, and what I needed for the new year was a reset. And this is one of the many, many, many places in the Bible that can help me reset and find that grounded place of that peace that passes all understanding. I don't know how you spent your holidays, but without my husband, and it's been 8 years, I just hibernated. I just imploded in a way. I did puzzles and watched documentaries on the rise of Hitler. That didn't help too much. And so I'm glad for these new beginnings. That's the other major theme that I love, the living letters theme, that we are each letters from God. And the other is that each moment for God, because of God's mercy and love, is a new beginning. It's a new beginning. And so we celebrate the new year as a new beginning, and that's almost burdensome to me. To think of the new year as a beginning. So I get sort of paralyzed at the end of the year anyway. So that's why I wanted to just start with the day of rest. Psalm 100 is talking about, in my opinion, is talking about this day of rest where we let everything rest. Our bodies, our minds, everything. So it says here, and notice the underlines are the verbs, make, serve, come, know, enter, be thankful, bless, all positive words. And look at all those other positive words, joyful, singing, thanksgiving, praise. So in my the thing that sets me apart, I think, from people that I've encouraged to memorize, I'm in theater and I'm in choirs, But in choirs, people don't tend to memorize that I'm in. They say, oh, I can't memorize. And I think what sets me apart is that I just try. So my first question is, if you think you can't memorize, do you try? Because I think of birds. I watched a mud wasp make her nest, because it was in my house, and the two windows were open, and the mud wasp came in one window, planted some mud on this nest in my bathroom, and then flew out another window. And I looked up mud wasps to see if I should have it destroyed or whatever, and it says mud wasps are totally harmless. They don't care about you. They just do their thing. So live with it. So I watched that mud wasp, my husband and I both, we watched the mud wasp come in with a piece of mud and then go out this other window for, I must have been at least a week. And where it was going to get this mud, we don't know, of course. But it just made trip after trip after trip after trip with the same energy the whole time. And that's like memorizing. You just do it over and over and over and over again. Birds are like that too. They just thrive on repetition. And so it's just repetition. It's the ability to repeat and thrive on it and to tolerate mistakes, because that's the other beauty. You're always remembering about God's mercy when you make mistakes. And God has the stories in the Bible about don't just bury what you're given. Use it. But the guy says, oh, no, I thought I'd make a mistake and you'd be mad if I misspent the money you gave me. You know, that story in the New Testament. So you could just tolerate mistakes and repeat and go on and on until you get it. And so I've learned the music because I've practiced it hundreds of times over and over, like one page. So anybody can memorize if they do that. So Psalm 100 as an example of memorizing. It's in your bulletin. Does everyone have a bulletin? I've got some extras if you need one. Okay, so here we go. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now read that with me. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now put the paper down and say it again. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now when I do it three times, and if I make a mistake, I have to start the process all over again until, so I read it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And why I say this is internalizing scripture, not memorizing it, is because when you say it over and over again, it's like, can you imagine? Can you imagine all the lands that we know on earth? Making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Making a joyful noise. Not just a noise, not just, banging things or something. A from the heart, joyful noise, every land. I wouldn't, I would just pass right by that unless I was trying to focus on it and learn the words. So that's, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Number two, serve the Lord with gladness. Say it with me. Serve the Lord with gladness. And then not looking. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now those two. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Yeah, now we would go, the reason it's not going to work to memorize the whole thing today is because it really does take three times in a row without mistake or you go back and do it. I commuted in traffic. I had to wait for the bridge to so I had lots of time every day to learn things like this. Then the third verb, come. Come before his presence with singing. Now, if you don't like the word his, just change it. Just change it to a noun, God, spirit, her, whatever you want. Come before his presence with singing. Okay, not looking. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. Okay, so your first verb, make, serve, come. Okay. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Okay, so I have to read that over. Let's try the whole thing reading it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Okay, let's try those three. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. And then one more, know, fourth verb, know. Know that the Lord, he is God. Again, if you want to change it, can you think of something to change that to, Steve?
Know that the Lord is God.
Know that the Lord is God, you can say. Know, or know that the Lord, he is God. Okay. Know that, I'm doing this one because I like the rhythm of it. Know that the Lord, he is God. Know that the Lord, he is God. Okay. Know that the Lord, he is God. Okay. Four of them. Make, serve, come, know. Let's see if we can do it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. Pretty good. Pretty good. And then it has this makes me laugh every time I read it, in no matter what translation, it's just funny. And that's the hook for me, is this fun, to me, this humorous line says, it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. It is God who has made us and not we ourselves. That's the kicker. That's the vanity thing for people to realize. When you internalize it, it comes so clear that people think they're, you know, top of the heap. So let's try this. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Whoosh. That's a lot to do right now because we haven't done all three at a time, three each, and then building each line. So let's read it over as if we're trying to get to that place where we can not look at it. Starting at the top. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Another thing is, it's not that we made God, it's that God made us. And it's not that we made ourselves, God made us. It's just a lot in that wonderful line. Then the last ones are, read with me, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Now, this is I encourage you to change it the way you like it or find a different translation and then to really do this because there's so much in here about about it's you're not crazy to be thankful, or you're not crazy to be have gladness and be ready to sing, because the Lord is holding on to us, all of us, and is merciful. His Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. I mean, there's so much to help us reset when the wrong, what is that hymn that says, when the wrong seems off so strong, God is the ruler yet. So if you are in need of a reset this season, this day, any day, I hope you will find what is always true, that you are indeed in the palm of God's hand. And he's given us one another as living letters. He's given us the scriptures, and he's given us a direct line to not only pour our hearts to, but to hear his Spirit calling and teaching and encouraging and guiding us.